If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Week 7 in the National Football League, and we are giving you our best bets like we always do each and every week here on the Even Money Podcast. Really feels like we're gaining some momentum, getting more emails, more tweets about it. More people are chiming in on tuckheads.com about it. Maybe perhaps that's because Steve is on tuckheads.com now, chatting with the dudes about it. He, of course, is the star of the show, longtime professional handicapper. You can check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting, the one, the only, Steve Fezzik. I'm Ross Tucker, played in the NFL for a while, and it's been fun learning the lingo in terms of betting on games as well as trying my hand on it based on my intuition with these games as much as anything else. We are presented by BetDSI.com. If you're listening to this, and a lot of people do, by the way, we thank those of you that are spreading the word via social media very much. It really helps. Those retweets on Twitter, the likes on Facebook, it means a lot. But you also, you want something in return. How about free $15? That's what you get. You can listen to the podcast for free, and we'll give you a free $15 over at BetDSI.com. Again, BetDSI.com. It's online website. You guys know the deal. You can look at it on your phone or on your laptop, whatever. Place your bets on anything. They got the election, baseball, obviously football. And if you use the code Tucker15, that's the key, Tucker15, to make sure you get the free $15 over at BetDSI.com. Steve, we both were in the black last week. That's a good place to be. I finished up 3 units. You were up 2 units. So on the year, I'm up 5 units. You're up 4 units. So this is neck and neck right now. We were 1-0-1 on our best bets. We both hit it on the Redskins-Eagles over by a couple of points. And we both pushed with the Houston Texans giving those 3 points to the Colts. So that comeback in overtime really saved us because we both had 2 units on that. So we needed that badly. You won 2 units on the over bet as well. The Giants-Ravens game really hurt me. I lost 2 units on that one. But I made up for a little bit with the Cleveland Browns, who've been good at covering so far, and the Dallas Cowboys taking it to the Packers. You and I went head-to-head in that one, and the Cowboys helped me. That was a big swing. That was a 4-point swing for you and I. Also, 2 units on the under in Detroit, L.A. did not come up roses for you. Let's put it that way. 31-28, Detroit, L.A. Who would have thought it, huh, Steve?
Worst pick in the history of the NFL. You know, one thing, the scoring went crazy last week in the NFL. I think I'm pretty much going to only play selective unders. Average scoring not only up, but the average yards per play up to 6 yards per play. Unless you play for Seattle, every time you breathe on a receiver, pass interference.
Really, really good to be able to break these down, our picks each week. I appreciate Todd Bergman, who's the guy that does our grading every week. You can check him out on Twitter, at L Birdman, E-L Birdman. He's a great football entertainment-related follow. So again, I'm up 5. Steve's up 4. Let's see if we can do better this week. Let's roll, Bri.
All right, Ross. Tonight, Chicago is at Green Bay. The Packers, 7.5-point favorites with a total of 46.
This is interesting that the Packers are this much of favorites with their secondary concerns as well as Eddie Lacy not playing. They really don't have a running back available. I expect them to win the game, but I like the Bears to keep it close. That's the one thing the Bears have done as of late is kept these games close. Give me two units on the Bears tonight getting the 7.5. Thank you very much.
I certainly lean to the Bears as well. They the Bears statistically are the better team. I was shocked by this in terms of a yards per play perspective. They have outplayed their opponents. The Packers have been outplayed, and given that, it really should be on Chicago. However, Green Bay has been so good in division games, and they've been so good in the first half at home as well. If there was a play I'd make on the Bears, I'd probably look towards the second half. So I agree with you, Ross. I think the Bears are probably the right side. I'm just going to lean that way, however, no official play.
Steve, you're getting up real early Sunday morning for the Giants and Rams in London. Giants, 3-point favorites, total 43.5.
Always sounds like a good idea to set the alarm for 5:45 a.m., Bri. And by the late Sunday night game, it wasn't such a good idea. I am on the Giants for a unit here. I know that they're the much better team. You know, the Rams have had to travel 5 of their 7 first weeks, not to mention relocating to Los Angeles. Believe that their practice facility is in Woodland Hills. They were summer camp in Oxnard. They've been all over the place, and I've got to feel it's a tired team. Right after they lost to the Lions, they flew directly to London. Sure sounds good. Get acclimated. Go get acclimated for a week. Well, sometimes that works out like getting acclimated at 26,000 feet trying to climb Everest. What you wind up doing is getting distracted, eating lots of shepherd's pie and fish and chip and lots of chips and lots of lousy British food. Jacksonville tried this many times, and they finally got it right when they realized fly out, practice Thursday, and fly out on the red eye. That's what the Giants are going to do, and then have a normal practice on Friday. So I'm on the Giants for one unit.
I'm going to go the other way on this one. By the way, British food is not good, but shepherd's pie is delicious. I've always been a big shepherd's pie guy. Probably my number one ranked day back in lunch in high school in the cafeteria. Shepherd's pie was delicious. I think the Rams are playing pretty consistent football. I'm a little disappointed with them on the defensive side of the ball, but Case Keenum's playing a little bit better, so I'm going to put one unit on the Rams, getting the 3 points. Wouldn't be surprised if they won the game outright.
All right, on to the 1 o'clock Eastern games. Ross, how about the Vikings? -2.5, they're at the Eagles with a total of 40.
I'm a little surprised that the Vikings aren't favored by more, I guess, you know, being the road team or whatever, but we'll see if the Eagles can bounce back. I thought they'd bounce back better from that Lions loss than they did. The Redskins totally humbled them on Sunday. Vikings fresh, coming off a bye. I think the Vikings win the game outright, and I think the Vikings, if I'm only giving up 2.5 points, I'm fine putting a unit on the Vikings over the Eagles.
And we've got a consensus here. I agree. The Eagles, I lowered their power rating 2.5 points. I got them down to an average team. They got completely mashed by Washington. Misleading final score, kick return touchdown, defensive pick six touchdown. They got crushed in that game. And I think maybe we have too much optimism for Mr. Wentz and company. Vikings, best defense in the NFL, one unit, -2.5. Best bet.
The best bet.
Steve, the New Orleans Saints are at the Kansas City Chiefs. KC, -6.5, total 50.5.
Well, the side's right where I made it. I was looking at the over, and I was going to fire on the over. However, I looked up, for whatever reason, Kansas City, the last 5 years, their home games have only averaged 40.5 points. And given that, I don't really want to go over 50, even though they're playing the Saints. So I'm just lean to the over, no play.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. I'm probably just going to lean to the Saints as well, but I'm not going to make a play here. I think the Chiefs probably win by about a touchdown. And I would probably lean over as well, but you never know when it's outdoors. The splits for the Saints between home and away are significant. So I'll pass the game as well.
Ross, the Redskins are at the Lions. Detroit -1.5, total 49.5.
Yeah, I love the Redskins in this game. I know the Lions have found a way to win a couple games. I give them credit for that. But the Redskins are on a legit roll. They've won four in a row. They were dominant up front both sides of the ball on Sunday against the Eagles. They really are starting to figure out this O-line thing with Bill Callahan and how to run the ball, which makes them especially deadly. Love the Redskins getting points in this one. I think they win the game outright. Two units on the Redskins.
Lean to the Redskins, but what I love in this game is the over. I've got two teams that I think are dead nuts over teams. Let's face it, if you're Detroit and you cannot stop Case Keenum, you're going to have all kinds of trouble with good offenses like Washington, and Washington's Achilles heel is their defense. So Detroit should get plenty of points also. I'm going three units, top bet on the over.
Steve, what about Cincinnati and Cleveland? The Bengals minus 10 at home against the Browns, 45.5 the total.
The Battle of Ohio. My power ratings make it 10, but you know what? It really is a one-way rivalry game. Cleveland always gets up for this game. They continue to play hard for Hugh Jackson. Given that, it wouldn't surprise me the Bengals completely outplay them and Cleveland still finds a way to cover. One unit, Browns plus 10.
I'm with you. Browns have been pretty good to me covering on these 10 points. This number is surprising to me. I know that the Bengals aren't happy with their record, and I'm sure they'll win the game, but I love the Browns to keep this one close. I'll put two units on the Browns getting the 10 points. Another best bet.
The best bet.
Going to the AFC East, Ross. We got Buffalo minus 3 at the Miami Dolphins, total 44.
Yeah, you know what? I like the Bills here. I'm surprised that the number's not more, but the Dolphins just played really, really well. I don't know whether or not they have the momentum to continue it and to do it again, but there is such a thing as starting to feel good. The Shady McCoy hamstring thing's concerning, so I'm going to put a unit on the Dolphins. I'm placing a lot of bets today. I'm putting a unit on the Dolphins, getting those 3 points at home.
Yeah, I love the Dolphins here. They had all kinds of O-line problems when they had bad games. Now they're healthy as long as Tunsil doesn't fall in the shower again. Pouncey's a beast at center with the O-line back together. I think Miami, still not a good team, but getting more respectable. And Buffalo, cupcake city in terms of their schedule. Sure, they beat New England when Brissett has to play with an injured hand. And they beat Arizona when Arizona has to play at 10 a.m. in the morning for them after playing all their night games. They can beat the San Francisco 49ers and one other cupcake. So I'm taking the 4-0 run with a grain of salt. Their stud running back is injured. I think Miami wins the game. So Miami plus 3-2 units.
Steve, the Oakland Raiders going east at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags minus 1 with a total of 48.5.
Somehow the Oakland Raiders are 3-0 on East Coast trips after never winning any of these games for years. The Oakland defense is just not to be trusted. It is so poor. I would lean to Oakland, but I'm going to pass the game.
Interesting. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going with the Raiders. They have been good. I'm not sold or buying Jacksonville at all. They still haven't impressed me in their two wins. The Raiders, like you said, have played much better away than they have home this year. Two more units on the Raiders. I'm either going to have a big weekend or a bad one.
Ross, the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. Titans minus 2.5 with a total of 48.
Got nothing here. The line feels about right to me. I think the Titans win a close game, relatively low scoring by a field goal. If anything, I would lean Titans, but I'm going to pass.
I'm the same way. I love the fact on their ground and pound offense, they're letting Mariota run the ball more. Very first play from scrimmage goes for 50 yards last week. But it's getting expensive. 2.5 heading towards 3. I will just lean Tennessee, pass.
Steve, how about Baltimore at the Jets? New York gangrene minus 1, total 40.5.
Whoa. Minus the 1 on the Jets. They changed quarterbacks. Geno Smith is in. Normally a team gets a bump when they change quarterbacks. But I really don't think that the Jets think much of Geno Smith. He can't play a lick. desperation quarterback move. I'm not going to bet on Geno Smith. Absolutely refuse. Reluctantly, I'll pass. I'll lean Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't like that Flacco didn't practice yesterday, but he said it's not a big deal. I expect him to play. I still think the Ravens have a solid team. I don't think the Jets do. I think Geno Smith is a disaster waiting to happen. So I'll put two units on the Ravens. I think they win the game, and I'll take that point just as a little extra something-something.
Ross, moving to the afternoon game, San Diego at Atlanta. Falcons minus 6.5, total 53.5.
Feels like everybody's probably crushing the over on this, which I understand. I think the Falcons win by a touchdown. I'm not going to hit the over. 53.5 is a little too rich for my blood, so I'll pass. I would probably lean San Diego and lean to the over.
Yeah, it's certainly getting expensive on the over, but expensive for a reason. Atlanta has the best offense in the NFL right now, clicking on all cylinders. I know that they lost at Seattle. That had more to do with the refs than anything else. And I kind of think Atlanta, I want to ask you about this, Ross. When a team absolutely gets jobbed on a bad call, it wouldn't surprise me if the NFL, I don't think they send a memo, but maybe make a phone call to the refs and just say to the crew, hey, let's make sure that we call a good game, but let's not have a bad call go against that same team. Do you think that happens?
No, but I think subconsciously maybe the officials are aware of that.
I know if I was the head official, I would be thinking in my back of my mind, let's not make a bad call against the Falcons. So it wouldn't surprise me if they get a couple pass interference calls. I don't even think we need it. I'm going to go over for one unit here.
Steve, the Bucks head west to the Niners. Tampa Bay minus 2, total 46.5.
So this is the one spread that my power ratings disagree with the absolute most. I understand that San Francisco has been much better at home than they've been on the road. But even given that, it's a very corporate environment in their stadium. It's not loud. They don't have a big home field advantage. They've just been awful playing away from home. I don't think the players like Kelly. I don't think they like his systems. I've got Tampa Bay rated 7 points better than the 49ers. And given that, and only a couple points of home field, I would make this game probably more like 4.5. If I can lay 2 on Tampa Bay coming in off their bye, absolutely, Tampa Bay 2 units.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't really understand this either. I guess they're thinking Kaepernick may be in his second start, and the Niners have been better at home. But I like the Bucks coming off the bye. I don't like that Doug Martin won't play, but I still think they win by at least a field goal. So I'll be with you laying the 2 points for the Bucks. And that is another best bet, Bri.
The best bet.
Speaking, by the way, of best bets, your best bet for daily fantasy is DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. No season-long commitments to busts or bench warmers or guys that have a hurt hamstring like Doug Martin. Just pick the guys you want that Sunday, that week that you know are going to play. And you can do it with friends, new people, what it doesn't matter, 50-50 contests, whatever. Don't wait, though. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code FUMBLE and play for free with your first deposit. That's code FUMBLE to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
New England, Ross, is at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Patriots minus 7 with a total of 45.5. And one question, how much did this line move after Big Ben was ruled out?
So we've got
Steve, he's asking you. I don't know the answer to that.
The look-ahead line, pick 'em on this game. So we've got a 7-point line move with New England now laying the 7. Ross, who do you like?
Wow. 7 points because of that. I like New England. I think they win probably by more than 7. You know what? I'll put one unit on New England. I think they'll win by double digits. I'm a little uncomfortable laying that much on the road. This is like I'm going back and forth in my mind now. I'm not going to lay it. I'm leaning New England. Todd Bergman at L Birdman. I'm passing this game. I'm leaning to win. I'm not giving up 7 points.
Yeah, so let's talk power ratings. I got New England 9 points better than an average team. That's a monster. That's a really, really high rating. It's a good 4 points above everybody else in the NFL right now. But, you know, Pittsburgh, that's because Pittsburgh got docked. I had them 6 points better than the average team now, 6.5 points better. Now I got them down to a zero. So they're an average team with Landry Jones. But even so, that only makes New England a 9 point favorite on a neutral. Add 3 for home field. It only makes him a 6 point favorite in Pittsburgh. I know Landry Jones was terrible in his 2 starts last year, specifically the one against Kansas City, where the Steelers got just, they were inept on offense, lost by 10 points. But those were his first 2 starts in the NFL. He's been in the NFL 4 years. I expect improvement from Landry Jones. And the bottom line is, although I love New England, Brady got the heck beat out of him against Cincinnati. He was great, but he got sacked 3 times. He got banged around. The Patriots are going to realize they got to keep him standing all year long, which means more blout, more running with the lead, less of a chance to separate. It's skinny. I'm only getting a point of value, but I'll take it. It's a key point. Pittsburgh +7, 1 unit.
Steve, Sunday night, Seattle at Arizona, Cardinals -2 with a total of 43.5.
Yeah, the side is right where I would have made it, maybe a small lean to Seattle. But the total, I swore I wasn't going to play any more NFL unders, but we've got 2 really elite defenses here. Both teams giving up 4.6 yards per play. The league average is 5.6, so that's a good yard less on every play they average than the league average. Both teams were having really good offensive productions in prior years. It's not happening this year. They're both slightly below average. Both teams have quarterbacks that were injured, Carson Palmer with the concussion, Russell Wilson with the ankle and the knee. And if I was the coach, I'd be scared to death that, hey, this team is going to, my quarterback could get knocked out for the rest of the year if I'm not careful, which means more running, which means under 43.5, 2 units.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. I can also see Seattle winning the game. So I'm getting 2 points. I'll put a unit on Seattle and a unit on the under in this one. Cardinals defense looked pretty darn good against the Jets. Seattle's defense is always good, and Carson Palmer just still doesn't look right to me. So 1 unit on Seattle getting the 2 points, 2 units on the under, Bri. Best bet.
The best bet.
Monday Night Football, Ross, Houston at Denver. Broncos -7.5 total, 40.5.
Passing this game. I think the Broncos win by about a touchdown. I'm not giving up 7.5 points. If I did, I'd probably lean Houston in this one getting 7.5 points, but I'm not going to. 40.5, crazy low number, but I'm not going to touch that either because I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm passing this game altogether.
So we all love the Ross Tucker press box food reviews. I think there's going to be fried ostrich on the menu here in Denver. Osweiler bailed on this team, took the $72 million and ran. I don't think that the Broncos liked him very much, and I know they despise him now. Any excuse to go after him, and I think they know his tendencies. And frankly, we bet on Houston. On Houston game last week, and we laid 3, and we were so lucky to get a push on that game. Osweiler played the worst 3.5 quarters of football I've ever seen. I think he has all kinds of trouble here. I hate laying 7.5, but I really think that Denver, with 10 days off, with Kubiak back from the migraines, I'm going to give him a pass on the San Diego game. I'm going to put 1 unit on the Broncos -7.5.
Nice. I like it. Well, that'll do it. You know what? One more thing, Steve. I want to get to one email because we had somebody email in a question with a sponsor confirmation. So you send us a sponsor confirmation for any of them, we will hook you up. It's Matt from Garden Grove, California. Just made the purchase of a Green Bay Packers blanket from EliteTeam.com. He used that code Tucker to get the 10% off. Looks awesome. I'm a subscriber to Fantasy Feast, Daily Football Podcast, Even Money. I have an Even Money question. I've been playing 3 and 4 team teasers lately and had some success where if I had played them as parlays, I would have lost. My thinking is that it's better to take more of an advantage on the lines and make some money as opposed to nothing. Am I off on this line of thinking? What is Steve's advice for teasers? When to play them, pros, cons. What do you got, Steve, on teasers? And I guess teasers versus parlays.
Yeah, so teasers, you get an extra 6 points, and you've got to win 2 or more games, so that's the disadvantage. I like teasing games. We've talked about this before, when we can go through the 3 and through the 7. So if you've got a -8, you bring them down to -2, or -7.5, like on the Thursday night game, you take the Packers from -7.5 through the 7, through the 3, down to -1.5. Or vice versa. Ross, you like Seattle. That would be a good teaser, taking them from +2 to +8. As far as the three-team teaser, most sportsbooks play +160 on a three-team teaser, and those are fair odds. There's nothing wrong with that. A few books pay +180, which is really good. So if you can find a book that pays the +180, then I would absolutely strongly recommend the teasers. But even a +160, as long as you're moving through the 3 and 7 on games you like, I think it's a sound sports investment in the NFL.
That'll do it for week 7 edition of the Even Money Podcast. Great stuff from Fez, as always. Great stuff from you guys when you spread the word via social media. Again, he's at Fezzik Sports. I mentioned that earlier. I didn't mention I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, or the official handle of the podcast is at RTF Podcast. iTunes rankings, comments, all that stuff. Much appreciated and really help as well. Other than that, good luck, everybody. I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
Hey, Bri, speaking of winning money, I got a way you can earn money, not necessarily winning it by gambling, but earning by investing, and earning over 7%. It's richuncles.com. They're a REIT, which is a real estate investment trust, pools your money with other investors and then buys commercial real estate, rents to creditworthy tenants like Walgreens and Chase Bank. Go to their website for all the particulars to check it out. It's Rich Uncles REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering for yourself. The key is to go check it out, richuncles.com. That's richuncles.com, or call 855-RICH-UNCLE and let them know you heard about them from a podcast.
Rich Uncles REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited, and if sent, response will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.